Hi, listeners. Welcome to another episode of Rumpled Ramblings. If this is the first time you're listening to my podcast, you have been missing. Please scroll through my previous episodes and see what else will interest your ears. Today, I'm going to be discussing I Better Pass My Neighbor. Not just in terms of the generator, but the actual characterization, the behavioral mindset of I better pass my neighbor, in plain English, superiority complex. Also, I would like to chip in a little bit of measuring achievements with another person's cup. Now, you see, all this might just be self-esteem damages. Yes, damages, because on your own, with your own hand, knowingly or unknowingly, you're setting yourself up for sadness, a feast of tears and depression. Listen, everybody has their own path. I don't think we were all born to be presidents, but I believe we should all be happy in whatever positions we find ourselves. We are all in our own lanes. Embrace your journey. Don't let what you see anywhere kill you. Don't let anybody's talk give you headache. Don't let anybody's reality stress you, not to talk of those that are faking it. Don't let anything give you headache. I saw a tweet the other day by Hank Akinlelabi, you know, that said when you start to succeed, many people will be bitter about it and try to belittle your achievements. Oh, he has a rich father. His friends connected him. It's because he has a monopoly. He chose the easy business. Ignore them. It's not your job to cure them of their madness. And I was just like, this is pure facts, you know. They will say, she's successful because she married a rich man. Amen, no, amen. And he shall continue to be rich and successful. Like, there's no need to argue. No need to argue. Just leave them with their hatred. From another angle, sometimes you share a thing of joy with someone, and there is a hint of disdain. Like, they are mocking your joy and saying so. It's not really a big deal. Please ignore them. You know, those people that have made themselves the measuring cup for success, they are the ones that will be like, having a baby is not an achievement. To you, darling, have you seen the pushing? Have you seen the suffering? The nerves, the muscle, the cutting, the blood, the... Don't get me started. Marriage is not an achievement. To you, dear, to you, being a president photographer is not an achievement. to you, going to America is not an achievement. To you, okay? To you, because you don't know the people in my village that are holding and chasing me. You don't know. And I've still managed to cross the ocean. Please, 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 keep your opinion, okay? What I say is achievement is what is achievement to me. If anyone tries to drain your joy and self-esteem like this, please, match and pass. Jump. Don't even match, just in case there is something under that will turn you to yam. Just jump and pass, okay? Because they will come with confidence and say, so building a house is not an achievement. To you. Your opinion is to you. Don't press it down my neck trying to make me feel like I'm failing when I'm winning. Don't. You can't do it to me, Nene and Shasha. But to the people that he actually works on, please don't let them do it to you. Don't. Listen, the highest form of achievement for you may be holding a PhD, and to another, having a baby. And it is terrible of you to think that you are above them just because they are not towing the same line as you. Sounds ridiculous, but it happens. Degree is not for everyone, neither is parenthood. An achievement may be something supposedly simple like climbing a mountain. People are climbing mountain every day, yet some people are climbing, they are dying. Some people can never climb in this life, and you say it's not a big deal. Please, it can be something simple, something you think is simple, like being a stay-at-home parent, and that is okay. Try not to be shallow in your thinking. Shallow people know little of the inner peace and tranquility that comes from being thankful for what you already have. Like, they don't know how to be thankful. That's why they'll be looking around and trying to make it, belittle it, try to ridicule what's going on with you. If I'm being sincere, this is not at all in any way, in any form, from any angle, a pass on mediocrity. I'm not saying you should be okay in your suffering, you know, but this is a call for those who suffer from superiority complex to get checked. If you treat others in an imperious manner because you believe that you are above them, you have a problem. If you turn everything to a game of manipulation, you need help. Sometimes this thing can be linked to upbringing. You know, maybe when you were small, they only congratulated you when you got all A's, not a few. Or when you failed, they made you feel sad or angry or sorry for yourself or whatever. And at that point, it seemed like your parents were winning all the time. And you just started to think that the only way you can win is to be able to bring people down. I really feel sorry for you, but you do need to start working on it. And I feel like the first step to working on a problem is accepting that you have it, which is why I keep pointing it out from different angles. So just in case you are on the table, what am I saying? It may still be hard for you to realize, because you know, sometimes when you are accused with something, you still say, no, it's not me, I wouldn't do that. But please, I'm hoping that people will be able to help you to point it out. Because when you feel good about yourself, you don't belittle others. It is people who have trouble and misery, people who don't feel good, people who feel the need to fit into certain societal narratives that bring others down. Okay? Like, if someone feels bad about themselves, they can notice something bad about you and point it out. And not pointing it out for you to be better or to help you, but pointing it out just so that they feel more equal to you, because it brings them up a little. Oh my God, your dress is from so-so and so. Wow, ew, mine is from blah blah. Meanwhile, that shop is also the lowest of the rich people's zone. They will now be making you feel bad that you bought it from Tedro Show Market. Meanwhile, their own is from the bend down select of Louis Vuitton. Like, nobody really cares. I don't really care. Anything I'm wearing, whether it's wrapper, whether I sewed bedsheet, I'm gonna look nice. I'm going to look nice and I'm going to be confident in it if that is what I have. Don't come at you. You can't anyway. It's not Queenet, Sha. I'm just pointing it out. Because on the other extreme is a very gruff person. You know, the person with an obvious chip on her shoulder. And when she comes into the room, she makes no bones about the fact that she's going to put you down or invalidate your ideas. Please, anyway, it's not my portion, because I know how to give it back to back. You will not rest before I would have given you the whole alphabet. Before you say A, I would have finished it. But you know, everybody doesn't have that strength and, you know, that manner of articulation. And sometimes I can be very diplomatic about it, and I'm so grateful for that talent. Anyway, for those that are not capable, and you know, people are just intimidating you up and down, that's why I'm pointing it out. Because that's the original bad energy, stay far away. Imagine you're having a presentation at work, you've already gotten ready, you have mastered everything, gotten there. There is somebody that is angry from their house that obviously comes there feeling like they know more than everybody. If you know so much, why don't you just do it by yourself? Since there's no need for division of labor, you are the one with all the knowledge. Please start it, do it by yourself. Putting that aside, the actual worst is those that mock you about things they secretly desire. Oh, is it not just baby that she had? What's the big deal? Meanwhile, you have been praying since, so you have been doing fasting. You've not had. You just, you know, you'll say, you know, maybe it's camouflage. You know, it's not camouflage. Some people are so confident in the things they say, you actually start to feel the person that has the baby will now be thinking that, Abby, maybe I should have just given the baby away. Maybe somebody else would be a better parent to this child than me. Planting seeds of doubt in people's lives. You've had three sons. You've been praying for a girl. You've been serious prayer. Someone delivers triplet girls and you say, God forbid, can you have three girls? so no one will carry their name. Ah, those three girls, they would just leave them and marry. So you didn't know. You didn't know that one when you were sleeping on the mountain. When you were sleeping on top mountain doing prayer meeting and fasting. You didn't know. Oh, look at her husband. Eh? God forbid. Look at him. You don't have, oh. You don't have. You have been finding. You that God forbid that you put in the front. That God forbid. It shows bitterness. Plenty bitterness, because how will you, God forbid, even something as simple as I like Amala, God forbid, how can you eat that? It looks like shut up, keep your mouth shut, please. Don't let anybody plant seeds of doubt in your joy. Be happy and be proud in whatever you do, in whatever you desire. Want it with confidence, with joy. Baby steps, everybody will reach there last. Because if you listen to such negativity, you begin to wonder if it is enough. And greed will just set in, greed and sadness. And you will lose all you ever wanted chasing the wind. Because after a while, when you get to some point, you realize, what am I even doing here? I already had what I wanted. Like, how did I get here? You got there listening to the people that were saying rubbish in your ear, dear. I think the summary of this is, so many of us need to learn genuineness. What are your true intentions? What really is in your heart? If there's bitterness, please go and find a way to offload it. Don't come and offload it near me or near anybody I know, because straight, my claws will come out. But generally, if you have a problem, I'm pointing it out so you can see that there is a problem. What really is going on at the back of your mind when you say all those spiteful and bitter things that you say to mock people and to bring them down? What's really going on in your own mind? If you claim it's not from a place of bitterness and you are just above everybody, please get off your high horse. Get off it and stop exalting yourself just to bring another person down. Just in case you didn't know, narcissism is the pursuit of gratification from egoistic admiration of one's idealized self-image. Don't get me wrong. By all means, be proud of yourself or congratulate yourself, but without the intention to degrade anybody else. That's what I mean by egotistic admiration of someone's idealized self-image. You just look at yourself and think that you are the all in all. So therefore, everybody must be under your feet, and you must obviously try to bring them down. You know, it's one thing to look at someone like you're above them, and another thing to say words, like actual spoken out in the open. Please, I have pointed out so many overestimations so that it is clear that it is a problem and you should get help if you suffer from any of the above. Please work on not masking your bitterness with fake concern. Be sincere with yourself. Also remember, please, I've been saying please, that you don't need to justify your choices to anyone. The more certain you seem about what you're doing, the less likely they are to carry on criticizing. And even if they do, it's in their own pockets. Like, whatever you decide, just run with it, own it. If you think about it and you feel like that's the path, I always say when I'm making a decision that I listen to what anybody has to say, but at the end of the day, I'm still going to do what I want to do, because I need to be sure that it is my decision, so that when it doesn't go well, I can bear the repercussions with my chest, you know, because I decided. Nobody is to blame. I decided. Last. All of us, all our degrees and achievements, and are still inside ground. They go bury us, you know. None of us are going to be buried floating on the air. Or, at most, they will just dash your ashes to the water or the wind. My point is, you will still finish there. So please, relax. I don't know if these dogs are disagreeing with me, but it's not their fault. Relax. I hope you have a good day. Bye.